So now I just wanted to speak about the mental aspects of having a brain injury. For those of you who my family's blowing me up because I just had a job interview. For those of you who know me, they know you know that I've had multiple brain injuries. Hey, stop it. Come on. They're happy for me. I'm happy too, because God is so good. And I think that the best way to describe having brain injuries is what like spouses and family of former football players have to deal with when it comes to CTE. When you're going through a brain injury, you have very little control over responses. And you could have an emotionally charged response over anything. It could be something so minute and something that's so unimportant, but your brain is not able to process it properly, and you can at times react in ways that you had never expected. I know when I had my aneurysms in 2011, I was experiencing a lot of anger that was geared towards my job. And I can remember, because I mean, I've been in correct, I was in corrections for about 12 years. And I just always respected the badge. When I first got into corrections, it wasn't important to me. It was all about friendships, and I was young. I was like, I had to be in my 30s. So I was playing. It was a game. You know, it was eight into the gate, and that was it. So I didn't gain the respect of the badge until I ended up working in Arizona. And that's where I was. I was there for about 6 years, and I was a sergeant for three. That's where I gained my respect for the badge and for what corrections officers do on a day-to-day basis. When you work in a prison, you're pretty much hands-off. You know, you have inmates who have accepted their sentencing. So the only drama you have is on the yard. And if you're working with men, it's hard to figure out what's going on, because women are more emotional and pretty transparent, so it was easy to read whenever they was acting a fool. But with men, it's hard to figure out. But when you're working in a jail, you don't know, the inmates do not know what the outcome is going to be. They don't know if they're going to be found guilty. They're waiting for their trials. And of course, everything is backed up. Everyone's handing out, what do you call it? Plea deals. And I can tell you, no matter how backed up the system is, do not take a plea deal. Because they're just trying to rush you through the system to get you to take a deal, and they could just put you away for however many years and forget about you. So I think that if every person in this country who's facing a case would go against taking a plea, the criminal justice system would crumble. It would crumble. Because everything is so backlogged. So you had a lot of inmates who were, or new arrestees, they're not inmates until they get sentenced. They were going through a lot of emotional uncertainty. And then you would get people who were arrested who were still high on drugs or whatever, who, like I said, are not sure what the outcome is going to be. So it was a lot of stress. So when you work in a jail, you are more connected to the daily emotions of what people are going through. Like I said, in the prison, they've already accepted their fate. So I didn't respect the job until I worked in the jail. And I loved my job. I really enjoyed my job. But I think just having high blood pressure, having high cholesterol, having these aneurysms growing in my brain, you can see the difference in my reactions from when I first got into corrections in 2006. Then when I was back in corrections after I healed from my ruptures, I got back in 2011. You could just see the difference. Back in 2006, everything was more professional. I respected the badge. And in 2011, I was working with a lot of people who didn't care about their job. I mean, when you work in Albuquerque, a lot of times you're going to get people who work in the system who came right out of the hood. I mean, that was me. I came out of a different hood in Brooklyn and went working in the prisons in Arizona. But still, I from experience, I knew that mentality. But some people can't leave that mentality, you know, at home. And they take it to work. And that's what I feel like I was experiencing with my sergeants and lieutenants. And captains, not even lieutenants, because I had good lieutenants and good captains. Well, one of them was, that's a whole different story. That one captain, can't remember his name, but whatever. Short little Mexican guy. But it wasn't the fact that he was Mexican, because I'm Hispanic. It was the fact that I didn't like him. So you can see what it's like before your aneurysms are about to rupture, because your life is a lot different. Your mentality is a lot different. You're able to handle your emotions. I can remember being so mad at my sergeant who was a thug. He used to have the audacity to, my last name is long, but he would purposely mispronounce my last name just to get underneath my skin, because he knew who I was with. So he thought that I was receiving some kind of, you know, I don't know, what do you call it? Preferential treatment, which I was not. That's the one thing I can say about that jail. They didn't care who I was with. They treated me the same way. But this sergeant treated me worse because of who I was with. And gosh, I couldn't stand him. So it was very stressful. And then being that I had to work multiple doubles, like 18-hour days, 16 to 18-hour days. It was a lot of stress. My aneurysms were growing. They were on the verge of rupturing. My behavior was different. But that behavior was not at home because I was never home. I was always at work. So it was directed towards people, not even the people who are the new arrestees, because as long as you respected me, I respected you, and that was it. It was more of the disrespect that I had to deal with from my supervisors, from the people in uniform. So I remember being so mad at them that I ended up getting my first ever write-up while I was in uniform. This supervisor, you know, gave too many people the day off to see the boxing match. I don't know, whatever the name of the boxer who's always on Instagram, like money all over the place. He's just an idiot. The one who likes to beat his wife. He gave too many people days off, and he wanted to force me for a fifth consecutive day. And I told him, oh, no, you will not. No, you will not. And I walked out. Would I have reacted that way? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But I ended up getting a write-up for that. Which was fine, whatever, I don't care. I threw it in the trash. And before my aneurysms ruptured, I was actually going to test for sergeant. Because in that facility, you could take your experience as a sergeant from one facility and bring it over to where you're working now. So I could have got points for, you know, having experience as a sergeant. And I wanted to be a better sergeant. I wanted to take over scheduling so it could be done properly, where officers weren't getting burnt out in their first year. But I went off on a tangent. So I was just trying to explain the difference between where I was in 2006 and 2011. Because like I was trying to explain, how you react when you have brain injuries is very similar to people with CTE. Oh my gosh, let me answer these people. So, if you have someone who has high cholesterol, who has high blood pressure, if there's a history of aneurysms in your family, make sure you take them to get a scan. If you see their mood changing, if they see they're very short, if you see they're angry, they can't really express themselves, take them to get a scan. Because the one thing about aneurysms, like high blood pressure, is a silent and deadly killer. And the only way to find out if you have an aneurysm is to get a scan. I've had scans with dye. I've had scans without dye. You crying, baby? You crying? Don't cry. I had my brother. I had my mother. Oh, that's my Uncle Steve. I had my mother take my brother to get a scan because, I mean, just to see if it's in our family, when he was clear. So just take care of yourselves. And like I said, if you feel things changing, if you feel like you're overreacting to petty, if you feel you're an emotional roller coaster, oh my goodness, get checked. That's the bottom line. Get checked. And God is so good. And he always puts you where you need to be. And just have faith and just don't never give up hope and take care of yourselves and be healthy. And thank you for listening. Oh my gosh.